Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 21st, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook and News Corp reached a deal to let the social network feature headlines from the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, and other Dow Jones media properties in its upcoming news section. The Wall Street Journal reports that Washington Post, BuzzFeed News, and Business Insider have also agreed to feature headlines, and the section could launch as early as the end of October, according to sources. Wall Street Journal paywalls would still be in place for any headlines featured on Facebook. David Marcus, head of Facebook's Libra project, told a banking seminar that Libra was open to alternative approaches for its cryptocurrency token, including a series of stablecoins each pegged to a specific currency, rather than a synthetic amalgamation, as Libra initially outlined. Marcus said this isn't Libra's new preferred method, and that its ultimate goal was to create a more efficient payment system. Image sharing site Imgur wrote in a blog post that it will no longer display content from Reddit's NSFW communities on its site, saying, over the years, these pages have put Imgur's user growth, mission, and business at risk. NSFW images previously uploaded to Reddit and hosted on Imgur are keeping their original URLs. NSFW images can still be uploaded to Imgur if they're marked as hidden. Imgur said it wants to be a fun and entertaining place that brings happiness to the internet for many, many years to come. Reddit introduced its own native image hosting 3 years ago. HTC announced the Exodus 1S, which HTC claims is the first phone that can run a full Bitcoin node, allowing it to relay, confirm, and validate Bitcoin transactions. HTC recommends having the phone plugged in and running on Wi-Fi while serving as a node, and it requires a micro SD card with at least 400 gigabytes to contain a full copy of the Bitcoin ledger. Inside, the phone also includes a Qualcomm Snapdragon 435 system on a chip, 4 gigabytes of RAM, 64 gigabytes of internal storage, a single 13 megapixel camera, and a headphone jack, along with a 5.7-inch full HD display. The phone is available for pre-order for €219 in Europe, Taiwan, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. HTC will also accept payment for the phone in Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, Binance Coin, and Bitcoin Cash. Google confirmed to Android Police that iPhones currently receive full-resolution photo backups in Google Photos for images stored in Apple's HEIC format. Google Photos offers unlimited backup of images compressed to high-quality JPEGs and offers full-resolution backup as a paid service based on storage used. According to Reddit user Stephen V. Sawyer, Apple's HEIC photos generally have a smaller file size than Google's compressed JPEGs. According to a Google spokesperson, "We are aware of this bug and are working to fix it." Security researchers at SR Labs found that the developer backends for custom apps on both Google Home and Amazon Voice services are open to phishing and eavesdropping exploits. The team found that adding the Unicode question mark glyph in a long series within normal apps can trigger long periods of silence, but where the smart speakers remain active. The researchers showed how this gap could be used to record conversations while the app remains active, or use the delay to ask for authentication details long after it appears the original app was activated. The researchers said this vector of attack is possible because while Google and Amazon vet voice assistant apps when submitted, they do not vet updates. According to a Google spokesperson, we are putting additional mechanisms in place to prevent these issues from occurring in the future. Twitch is testing watch parties, which would allow streamers to screen Amazon Prime Video content to viewers, provided they also have an Amazon Prime subscription. The feature is currently in testing for select streamers invited by Twitch. Arctic sea ice has receded to historically low levels. A California nonprofit organization called ICE 911 Research proposes spreading a thin layer of 35 micrometer silicate beads across the ice to boost reflectivity and therefore slow down melting. ICE 911 Research's CEO Leslie Field says that the thicker Arctic ice layer could lead to cooler temperatures worldwide. The company ran tests on ice-covered lakes in California, Minnesota, and Alaska. The results published in the journal Earth's Future showed increases in reflectivity and ice thickness. It would cost about $300 million to cover the 9,600 miles of the Arctic. Before that happens, Field wants to get funding for a test in part of the Arctic Ocean where ice is lost during the summer. And finally, in what is dead may never die news, Media Lab announced it acquired Kick Messenger with plans to keep the anonymous messaging service online. Kick Interactive announced last month it planned to shut down its messaging service to focus on its cryptocurrency efforts. Media Lab, which also owns the secret sharing app Whisper, announced it will roll out in-app ads to help cover costs in the coming weeks, with plans to focus on fixing bugs, blocking spam bots, and improving Kick's reliability in the near term. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.